Let's quickly recap what you'll want to achieve with both your flashflood warning polygon and flashflood warning text. Remember that the spatial extent of your flashflood warning polygon should cover both the current threat and the evolving threat. It should also account for the downstream basin threat by extending your warning 1 to 2 basins downstream of the primary threat area. For your flashflood warning text, you'll want to specify the desired duration of your flashflood warning, with 3 to 6 hours being the typical duration. Be intentional when choosing your IBW type, remembering that the WIA now only goes off when upgrading to considerable or catastrophic. Be sure to include what your source is for the flashflood warning, so either radar indicated or public if you've got a report, to name a few. And remember to always include how much rain has fallen so far and how much more is expected during the duration of the warning, so your public has a general idea of rainfall amounts. Lastly, be sure to include 1 to 2 call to action statements. Accounting for and including all of these details in both your flashflood warning polygon and text will result in the best flashflood warning possible.